Hi, my name is Veronica Perez. I live in Guilderland, New York. I want to comment on what's being talked about in the roundtable. I wonder if this whole COVID positive for POTUS is actually a political maneuver to have us not talking about how he does not pay taxes and how he's imposing an extremist conservative person on the Supreme Court.
Good afternoon, or good morning still. My name is Patrick Egan, and I'm calling from near Fresno, California, listening online to the roundtable. And I was asking you, please, if you could let the general manager know, thank you for your show this morning. I'm getting tired of all the political stuff and the back and forth, and just for so many years now. But in some special way this morning, you guys kind of told it as it is, and I really appreciate it, fearlessly. And anyhow, thanks. I found out from you guys, I drive a truck, a long-haul truck driver, and I was back east in Schenectady delivering a load of yogurt about a year or so ago. And diligently listened to the show for your station for a few days, played over there for the weekend. But anyhow, maybe even to the director of the roundtable show, you could tell them thank you. You guys have a good day. Bye.
Hello, this is James Corbett calling from Hudson, New York. I am fairly irate right now. I can't believe you took off Wait, Don't Tell Me to play this stupid, meaningless program about our stupid, meaningless president in which we will learn absolutely nothing. Any of that information could have been conveyed in your regular 12 o'clock newscast. There is no reason to take off one of the best programs on public radio and something that actually comments on the news in an intelligent way. And I probably learn more from that show than I do from, like, I will listening to this.
Sheila Finan, F-I-N-A-N, Accord, New York. Yesterday I heard a discussion on your program of who's going to moderate the next presidential debates. How should they be moderated, and how bad it is the way that they are moderated. And I just wanted to remind people who don't seem to remember that there was a perfectly good moderator of presidential debates, and that is the League of Women Voters.